Hey, welcome back to I Allegedly. I've got a good one for you today, and this is insane. This is crazy. There are no more bananas, guys. It's done. Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, but let's get right into it. The Chiquita Banana Company in Panama, the largest banana company in the world, has just officially closed. Done. Completely finished. Now, here's the wild part about this. This will never happen. President Molina, Jose Molina in Panama. Oh, this is just a threat. Nothing bad's going to happen. There is a Social Security program in Panama that the workers said that they've contributed to their entire lives. Caja de Seguro Social, which is their Social Security system. These guys are upset because they're saying that they have put a lifetime into this and that the pensions are next to nothing. Okay, well, what happened was the workers went on strike a couple months back, and there's been civil unrest all over the place. They've had strikes, they've had people blocking roads, people blocking trucks, and they said, the Chiquita Banana Company said, listen, if you guys continue with this, we're going to have to close. Nah, that'll never happen. Okay, too much of the community and the country and the cities around the plants and the farms rely on this too much. So what did they do in June? They laid off 5,000 people. 5,000 people got laid off in June. And then the rest of the workers went on strike. And the state court said, you can't go on strike. This is considered an illegal action. So what did the company do? They closed down and said, we're finished. Guys, think about this. Bananas. Think of everything that has a banana in it. You know, including the people that work out at the gym near you. I mean, it's insane. You're going to see the prices of bananas go through the flipping roof. But Panama is finished. 17% of all their exports is from this one company. Okay? So with that being said, what do you have? You know, the administrative team has already left the country because they fear for their lives. Chiquita cited $75 million in losses in the last month and a half because of the strike. $75 million. Who can live through that? Seriously, tell me a company that can weather a $75 million storm. Literally, there's only a handful. And one of them, Google, you know, I mean, excuse me, one of them, Tesla, you're seeing, you know, the shenanigans that they're having to go through right now. You know, and again, the strike originally began as, you know, talk about pension benefits. Think about this, guys. They make so little money there. The pension system, I'm sure it's a joke. Think of all the movies, the videos, all the, you know, all the talk about Panama, laundering money, Noriega, everything that we've learned through history. You know, going back to Scarface, where they were going to, you know, transfer a product to Panama. Oh, Panama's risky. Panama's a disaster, guys. So, with that being said, you know, next thing is the government steps in and they impose a state of emergency for the suspended workers and said, you have to go back to work. Didn't work, guys. Did not work. One thing that a family member told me in the 80s once was that you have to understand that there is this thing called the company. And no matter what you do for us, and when I worked for my family, the company still has to make a profit and be profitable. Well, Chiquita told their workers this and told management and told the labor unions, told everybody, hey, if you guys continue with this, we're going to go out of business. Now, they just didn't believe it. Now, think about this. You have entire towns, entire cities that rely on Chiquita Banana right now to get by. They're done, guys. You know, and see, it's just not, you know, you're thinking of just fruit pickers. No, guys, you have everybody in logistics, all the growers, you have all the people that pick fruit, all the people that that load fruit, everybody, they're all done. It's terrible. You know, thousands, they have thousands of plantations that are owned to grow bananas that are not going to grow bananas now. You know, decades of agriculture infrastructure. Here's the thing. Ask any farmer and read the comments below in this video. Farming is a science, guys. You know, when you get weather like this, it's hot, it's abnormally seasonably cold, whatever. There's a science to making sure that things are going to grow during that time. You know, so what do? You know, you rely on these people to do it, and now they're not. You know, God, you've got so much poverty that you're going to have there. You know, they brokered a deal to restore the pensions. Good. Your pension's restored. Good for you. You have a pension now. Isn't that great? You don't have a company to work for, but your pension, if you decide to go, you know, you can live to retirement, you'll have a retirement deal. God, you know. And again, President Alito says he will try to lure Chiquita Banana back in the country. That will never happen. This is done. And again, I'm telling you guys, multinational companies like this that go out and spend all this money to, you know, build up the infrastructure of the communities, the towns, everything that Chiquita did, it's all for naught, guys. It's all for naught. And again, the labor unions, you know, step forward. Every time I mention labor unions, you don't understand what unions do. Oh yeah, did it work in South America? Did it work in Panama? No, it didn't, guys. This did not work. What they said, if you continue to do this, if you block roads and you block shipments and you block deliveries and you go to the ports and you fight that, you're not going to see the bananas. Because think about this. You know this. Bananas go bad quickly, guys. So you got to get them on a boat. You got to get them out of town. And there's just nothing. So you're going to see banana prices go through the roof. It's going to be astronomical what's going to happen with this. So, you know, the banana sector, you know, experts in the livelihoods say this is going to have a long-term effect on the entire country. Done, guys, done. You know, I get a kick out of stuff like this because people sit there and don't think about the long-term effects of their actions when they complain about something. Now, I understand that you want your pension. I understand that people want their Social Security. I have not dated a woman or had a friend that has not said, I don't think Social Security is going to be there for us. We don't think it's going to be there. But what do? You stop working? No, you got to continue to fight the fight. All these companies right now, you're seeing so many people have issues right now. So many people finding jobs. You know, we're being told that this is such a great job market. Tell that to the people in Panama right now, because you know what? It's not a good job market. These people are going to suffer. This whole communities. Read the articles that are below because they're great. They're fantastic, but it's just wild. My friend Dave sent this out, and I want to thank him because the original article had such a great breakdown on it because we thought, okay, well, Chiquita Bananas, they've been here forever. You know, this happened to different companies through the years. Dole Pineapple saw labor strikes and different things in Hawaii that created problems to where the company had to be sold. And then it's never been the same since. So you're going to see this with the banana industry. It's going to go, prices are going to go through the roof. And, you know, you can sit there and say, I hate bananas. I don't care. Yeah, it's a huge part of the communities nationally and everything. So this is wild, guys, because what's next? What is going to happen next? And again, you have leaders that have ruined countries. Look at Sri Lanka. Just do a search on the power grid with Sri Lanka and you will get an education on how bad it is and how people made wrong decisions and wrong bets. And about a year ago, they started storming the castle there. And they had no power other than the president of the country. So President Molina, who's an imbecile, and didn't think that this would happen. Well, he got his wish because it did happen. So let me know what you think about this. Are you concerned about it? What's next, guys? I'm telling you, ask any farmer and look at the comments below because we have a lot of farming families that watch this channel. They're going to tell you the same thing. This is the beginning of a much bigger global problem. Everybody wants a good wage. I get it. But you know what? We want to get attention. How do you get attention? Let's shut everything down and ruin it. You guys just ruined a multinational company. Chiquita Banana is done, guys. Not coming back to Panama. All these people that are growing, think about this. You can sit there and say, well, the growers will sell their own bananas. No, they won't. They won't be able to do it. They won't be able because they were supplemented by the company that would pay them. Pay for fertilizer, pay for water, pay for everything. That is done, guys. guys. Get ready for banana prices to go through the flipping roof. Let me know what you think. Just a wild story. Read everything below because it's just too much.